you're my star. Stella Marie, you're my star. Stand on ground, look up at her.
Go! All right, Pearl Jam with What WMA from Versus, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, also known as White Male American, which is interesting because in terms of their process, it's in... What is that humming? The buzzing? I don't know what's going on. Anyway, all right, so WMA, so that was interesting because in terms of their process, Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder was struggling with some concepts, some ideas. He was, as I mentioned before, he would go off into San Francisco by himself, and the experience he had was like he hadn't really showered or shaved or taken care of himself. He was sort of wandering around the city, kind of hanging out like a homeless person, but a cop came along, and he happened to be next to somebody who, according to the book here, this is, again, with the 33 and a third series, volume devoted to Verses, he says that it was a person with a darker skin tone than mine. And the cops came over and I guess didn't like that anybody was hanging out wherever they happened to be hanging out, but he didn't grab Eddie Vedder. The cop grabbed this person of darker skin. And so that kind of set him off and decided that he was going to write a song about the racial injustice in this world. And of course, it still rings true today. And it was interesting that that's something that spurred him, and he immediately left San Francisco, went directly to the studio, and they made WMA. I guess the music the band had been toying with already, and so he just married the lyrics that he was writing at the time with the music itself. So that was kind of cool. Also before that, the Chili Peppers with The Righteous and the Wicked, and that was the Fastbacks with Gone to the Moon. And I missed Mother Love Bone, Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns. Sorry, we already talked about the Chili Peppers there. All right, let's move on. Up next, Rusty Cage from Soundgarden, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah, I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up with me. I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. Memories like fingerprints are slowly raising. Me, you wouldn't recall, for I'm not my former. It's hard when you're stuck upon the shelf. By not changing at all, small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. And thoughts, they fade, fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade. Thoughts they fade, fade away. Hearts and thoughts they fade. My girl told me. missed him there. Ooh, overnight, I wasn't so sure. She wanted him to stay. What to say, what to say? As soon she was down, soon he was low. At a quarter past, a holy note.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Dissident from Versus. Prior to that, it was Where Did You Sleep Last Night. That's a Mark Lanegan cover of the famous Lead Belly tune with from the Winding Sheet record. And our loyal listeners of the show will remember that we had a multi-part, I think it was a two-part series devoted to Mark Lanegan's memoir, Sing Backwards and Weep. And then we had another show when he died, so I think we had like three Mark Lanegan shows in the last 6 months. Pearl Jam's Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town, also from Versus, and it was Soundgarden's Rusty Cage starting things off from Bad Motorfinger. So this is a show devoted to Versus, so I'm cutting down the amount of songs played between tracks from Versus just to kind of fit in as many as I can here. So Elderly, just a comment on the Elderly Woman song. So that's a song about regret. You know, it's interesting, like Vedder's lyrics are often so oblique that it's hard to figure out what he's talking about. I think in this one, I think people like the chorus and the hearts and thoughts are fade away or whatever the line is. But I mean, it's a clear portrayal or he's painting a picture of someone who's regretting something that has passed. And then the other song, Dissident, that's like an even more complicated. I think originally Vedder is quoted as saying that the song is about a woman who takes in a dissident, someone who's like a political prisoner, and then you know, she can't deal with the pressure of harboring a fugitive and ends up calling the cops on him and sending him to jail or giving him over to the authorities, and then she can't live with the decision that she'd made in retrospect. So there's that, and then in the book there's some kind of thing, you know, in the 33 and the third series. The writer, Clint Brownlee, thinks that it might be about a woman's right to say no or a woman's word as bond when it comes to sexual assault. Because of the line, the holy no, which I actually didn't hear when I listened carefully for that. give that another listen. But I think that who knows? It's like the point is, it's like Vedder's messages, and he often sends people on a different path when he's trying to explain what the song's about, which is again very 90s, right? Instead of just saying here's what I'm saying, it's like I'm going to be difficult, and you know, if you're really asking, maybe I will really try to confuse you instead of just tell you. All right, anyway, let's move on. Up next, Alice in Chains, Damn That River, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Pearl Jam with Animal. And prior to that, we had Zeppelin, Dear Maker from Houses of the Holy, dude. And then Pearl Jam's Blood. And then prior to that, Alice in Chains, Damn That River from Dirt, starting off the set, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. And so Pearl Jam's Blood. So if we dig into that song a little bit, then we're talking about how veterans feeling the pressure of being in a band that's now popular and has a lot at stake, and how all of this, all of the fans and the clamoring of the media and everyone wanting to get a piece of him is too much, and it's actually taking blood from him. And also might refer to his crazy behavior in live shows, like jumping up onto like into the crowd surfing, jumping up into the top of like stage contraptions, jumping off of Marshall stacks into the crowd, and all kinds of that stuff. No one's forcing him to do that, but you know, he might argue that maybe the fans want it, so he has to do it every time. So, and you know, maybe there's a way for him to cut himself and to bleed from that. I don't know. So that's part of that. Okay, next, Animal. So yeah, this is kind of a theme of like, you know, the human nature is sucks, and you know, we need to get out from the yoke of the man, and we're like caged animals. And this is kind of the song that makes the connection on the cover image of the sheep in the pen. And you know, there's sort of like a struggle against, you know, common like norms, really. And it's really like, it's a uniting song. If like, if you're like, you know, when I heard this, I was like 24. I was like, this is amazing. I am on board with this guy. This is like, it connected with me, and it's something that, you know, you kind of, you know, when you're like that age, it's sort of something that becomes part of you. And so that was sort of interesting there to relive that. All right, up next, Smashing Pumpkins. We're going to play a song from Siamese Dream. This is Geek USA, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Live.
All right, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. Underneath, we have the Melvins with Bouncing Rick off the Working With God record. And prior to that, we had the Pumpkins with Geek USA from Siamese Dream. And we're about done here. Last track of the night goes to Glorified G, the last track off of Versus, the great record from Pearl Jam from 1994. I will see you next week here on WMFO.